From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United Nations says it is ready to go ahead with airdrops of food, medicine, and other assistance to certain areas in Syria. The World Food Program says it is seeking Syria's approval for flights that would deliver supplies to 19 besieged areas. Either helicopters or planes would be used for the airdrops, although land access would be feasible in some areas if Syria approves. In Brussels, UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said the airdrops would be used if there is no other way to get aid to those who need it.
If the government, which is actually stopping in 14 locations, or Daesh, which is stopping in one location, or the opposition in two other locations, does not allow aid, the option of airdrops or airlifts needs to be pursued.
Meanwhile, in New York, Syria's UN ambassador Bashar Jafari dismissed claims by some Security Council members that the Syrian government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. The plan to deliver aid under UN auspices was put in motion by the International Syria Support Group, made up of mostly regional and world powers, including the United States and Russia. Four bodies have been found and 342 migrants rescued from a boat that capsized in the Mediterranean Sea near Crete early Friday. Several others are thought to be missing from the boat, which was found in international waters about 140 kilometers south of Crete. In a separate incident, more than 100 bodies have been discovered on the beaches in Libya after a vessel sank there. An estimated 880 migrants and refugees have died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the past week. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, along with top European and Arab diplomats, has reaffirmed his support for a just, lasting, and comprehensive resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In a joint communique after a day-long conference in Paris, participants underscored that the status quo is not sustainable. Israel and the Palestinian representatives did not attend the conference. In Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu spokesman David Keyes said the solution needs to be worked out between the two sides and not imposed by others.
Peace is not going to come through imposition. It's not going to come through a massive global conference with dozens of foreign ministers coming throughout the world. It's going to come when the Palestinian president agrees to actually sit down across the table from the Israeli prime minister, and every issue is going to be on the table.
Palestinian spokesman Saeb Erekat said Israel has to make a good-faith effort to solve the impasse.
Israel is dictating and not negotiating, and that's why it's very important for the international community to stop treating this Israeli government as a government above the laws of man. It's time to hold this Israeli government accountable to its deeds and not words.
From Paris, Secretary of State Kerry will travel to Mongolia and China, where he will meet with senior government officials, host a town hall with young leaders, and attend a traditional Mongolian cultural festival. 10 refugee athletes from Africa and the Middle East will compete as a team in the upcoming 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach announced the choices for the first refugee Olympic team at the close of a three-day IOC board meeting in Lausanne, Switzerland. Bach said that Olympic officials are hopeful that the refugee team will represent displaced people throughout the world.
These refugee athletes will show to the world that despite the unimaginable tragedies that they have faced, anyone can contribute to society through their talent, skills, and strength of the human spirit.
With no nation to represent, the refugee team will march under the Olympic flag. The U.S. economy added only 38,000 jobs in May, the lowest number in more than 5 years. The Labor Department said the economy's net gain in May was less than one quarter as many as independent experts had predicted. The unemployment rate declined by 0.3% to 4.7%, but much of that decline was due to the survey's finding that hundreds of thousands of unemployed people have now stopped looking for work. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.